Hello, you. Welcome to I Hate Talking About Myself. On this podcast, your favorite stars from Netflix series and films are given a bowl of questions and tasked with answering them. In this episode, we have Oscar-nominated actor Chiwetel Ejiofor. He's done it all. He's been on stage, he's been on screen, but he's also a writer, and he just made his feature directorial debut in the Netflix original film, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. So let's hear what he's got to say.
What restores your faith in humanity? I have a lot of faith, actually, in humanity, it turns out. I know. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. And I am one of those people that think that people are inherently good, that they are inherently optimistic and positive, and sometimes need nudging in the right direction. But I think that at its base level, there are very, very strong and positive and good things about humanity. And I try to just to balance all of the kind of negativity that you hear and all of the negativity that there is in the world and all of the issues that there are in the world with a sense and understanding that also in my experience I have seen and continue to see extraordinary acts of love, extraordinary acts of selflessness that constantly inspire me and maintain, I would say, rather than restore my faith in humanity. Do you collect anything? Tell us about your prize collection or what you want to start collecting someday. I don't think I do collect anything. I am told periodically that I'm a little bit of a hoarder, so I have been trying to rectify that, actually, with the help of a Netflix show. And which inspired me to get rid of boxes and boxes of stuff and some of which I actually have to admit I did regret almost immediately after they disappeared. But, you know, that's part of the joy of tidying up. So I'm trying to not collect too many things going forward.
Good miss.
What's the first food you hated and why? Now, I don't know why, but I remember eating yam when I was, like, really young. And there was something about the texture of, like, when you cut open a yam, like, it's cooked yam and it's cut open, and there's something about it. And I think because I was a kid, I'd expected for yam to have the same consistency as potato, and it doesn't. It has the slightly more fibrous consistency and slightly more wiry, and it just, I mean, who knows why in the mind of a child this created this terrible reaction, but it really put me off yam for many, many years. What's something you say you'll do, but you never will? I mean, I'm still hoping to one day run the marathon. So I'm just gonna leave that out there, but I'm still hoping that that is not gonna be something that I only say that I'll do but never will, but eventually will do. What's your worst fashion mistake? I'd say that my worst fashion mistake was the, I think I had to have been 13, and it was the white jeans and the white Pierre Cardin shoes. Now, in isolation, that probably doesn't sound that bad, but it didn't work. And I still think about that outfit. And I was maybe, 13, 14 years old, and it was awful. What's the one show you watch over and over? It's funny. First thing that comes to mind, which is like, is The Truman Show. And it's not like just the play on words, but it actually is a movie that I can watch over and over again. I think it's absolutely genius.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What TV series, movie, or play influenced you to be an actor? There were so many, but I think like so many people, you know, that there was a period of filmmaking where, everything was just, that kind of 70s filmmaking was just such a rich time. And I feel like some of those films that, Scorsese films, Raging Bull, Spike Lee, Do the Right Thing. I think that there was a certain era of film, 70s, 80s filming that was so passionate, evocative. Parts of it felt sort of dangerous, but very deep and sort of deep and profound storytelling. I think that's true of the Godfather, which I think is one of. I mean, I'm not the first person to say it's one of the greatest films ever made. For that reason. What question do you think should be added to this interview for the next interviewee? How often do you get your hair cut? Very interested in that question at the moment for some reason.
And that was Chiwetel Ejiofor with an amazing last question. Babe, I never get my hair cut. These luscious locks? Come on, I keep them long. You guys, how many of these have you listened to so far? Okay, I can't actually hear you, but I really hope you're going to say all 10 episodes. Come on, subscribe, rate, review. You know the podcast drill. I Hate Talking About Myself is produced by Pineapple Street Media and Netflix. Our music is by Hansdale Sue, and it's hosted by me, Catherine Cohen. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go spark some joy.